mind raced with an idea on how to catch two fish with one lure. Get his great-nephew home for good and get Lila Shepherd off his dang back. Harold swirled his glass on the table and jabbed his thumb into his chest. We'll see who the bloated puffer fish are when it's my stash you two will be refilling. They both turned to Byron. You in? Harold asked. Damn straight, Byron said. He shook his head. Cause it ain't right that sweet Amy is raising that little angel all alone. That girl needs some support. You mean meddling, Harold corrected. Harold took in the twinkle in Byron's gaze and knew the old goat was scheming, and scheming good. You been thinking about this? Byron shrugged. A Christmas concert, with a surprise guest. As Errol and Harold nodded their heads, knowing exactly what Byron was up to, the smile fell from Byron's face. But you two barnacle-sucking old blowfish gotta keep the name of the surprise guest a secret. I'm real good at keeping secrets, Errol said with a nod toward Harold. Unlike some people. Harold looked offended. Why, you no good creatin'. Byron held his hand up to cut him off. I'll bet my own bottle neither of you can. You're on. Errol grinned and tossed his cards down. First one to make a match without being caught wins.